Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello, and welcome to the final episode of our Crime Fighters series, The Secret of the Bones. The search for one-year-old Zuri has come to a tragic end. Inspectors Naki and Sive found his dead and mutilated body, along with the remains of other babies, in a freezer in Sheva's back room. Sheva's accomplice, Dr. Woods, was also arrested after the police discovered human remains in a shallow grave on her aloe farm. The other traditional healer in Busuku, Lindia, was relieved that at least she was finally able to clear her name. Today's episode is called You Reap What You Sow. We start at the police station where Sheva and Dr. Woods are about to meet the prosecutor.
Good afternoon. Naki, are these two the accused?
Yes, Madam Prosecutor. Here's the file.
First, you need to confirm your identities, please. Your names?
Sheva Mana.
Candace Woods.
I have here doctor as your title.
You can just say miss.
Are you a doctor?
Well, no.
Your cases will be tried separately. You're being charged with murder and the trafficking of human body parts. Sheva Mana, do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Candace Woods, same question.
Guilty of the charge of trafficking of human body parts, ma'am. But I had nothing to do with the actual murders. And it was Sheva here who made me do all this. He said we should use my aloe farm as a front and bury the human remains there. He promised me success and prosperity. And I was blinded by love.
Nonsense, Candace.
You'll explain in court. Your first court appearance will be in 48 hours. Naki, you can take them away.
Lindia and Dr. Kibi have heard from Sive about Sheva's arrest. Later that evening, Lindia is accompanying Dr. Kibi to his shift at the hospital.
Akina, I'm so glad the management has said it will allow me to offer consultations here at the hospital. Thank you for putting in the request.
My pleasure, Lindia. I'm convinced that you, as a healer, can offer treatments that will perfectly complement our clinical work.
Hey, that man looks familiar.
Good evening, Lindia. Good evening, Doctor.
Hello.
I'm Steve Azino, Blue and Bapoto's neighbor. I want to say that I'm terribly sorry about what happened. I don't know how we could have been so blind.
You had no right to take the law into your own hands.
I really am deeply sorry.
Your sorry does not bring back my house.
What brings you to the hospital in the evening?
I brought Kulu and Bapoto. Their health has deteriorated badly. Kulu was told by Sheva to stop taking her medication for high blood pressure.
That's insane.
And Bapoto has kidney failure.
Lord, help us all.
My God.
And you, were you also one of Shava's patients?
Unfortunately, yes. I was one of his first patients when he arrived in Busuku. I thought he could help me get out of the slum, but he only made my life worse. I've just tested positive for HIV.
Oh.
And I've always used protection. My parents are both HIV negative. I know for sure I must have got it when Sheva made cuts on about 8 of us using the same blade or from any of his blood tinctures.
Oh no, why didn't you stop him?
Sheva was so persuasive and charming. He always convinced us to believe in him.
Well, Steve, as you know, Lindia is also a traditional healer, but she's one you can trust. For example, she always wears rubber gloves and she uses a new blade for each of her patients when she's making incisions to rub the herbal medicine in. And she's just started offering consultations here at the hospital. Maybe that would be an option for you and your friends in addition to your hospital treatment.
Oh, good to know. Thanks for telling me, Doctor.
The next morning, the trial opens in Busuku in the case of the kidnapping and murder of Zuri Fowe. Sheva is the first to come before court. The courtroom is packed. Everyone in Busoko wants to witness the proceedings.
If Shava tries to come back to us, we'll show him what we are made of.
Yes!
Everyone, please calm down. If you don't, we'll have to clear the courtroom. All rise for Jaja Boy. Busoko Court is now in session. Jaja Boy presiding.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Please be seated. Prosecutor Wonga, please read out the charges against the accused.
Your Honor, Shavamana is charged by the state with the murder and the trafficking of human body parts. The corpses and remains of 7 children have been found in Mana's freezer. Forensic tests are ongoing, but so far, only the body of Zuri Fowe could be positively identified.
Order. Lawyer Sibane, how does Mr. Mana plead?
Your Honor, Shavamana pleads not guilty.
Police officers Naki and Sive also have a confession from Maskai Ogeme and a Sunday Lante as witnesses with regard to the trafficking of human body parts.
Objection, Your Honor.
Overruled. Please, Mrs. Awonga, go ahead.
They claim Mr. Mana instigated them to kidnap Zuri Fowe and the other children. As players in his football club, they obeyed him because they feared punishment.
Order! Order! Court is hereby adjourned. The next hearing will take place in 2 days.
At the end of the day's proceedings, the residents of Busoko slums gather outside to speak to Lindia. They promise to collect donations to help rebuild her house. Later that afternoon, Lindia is back at the hospital for her consultation hour.
Come in.
Good afternoon, Lindia.
Hey, Akina. Good afternoon to you too, young lady. It's Faith, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Hello, Lindia. Steve told me you are doing consultations here at the hospital.
Just to fill you in, Shava forced Faith to have unprotected sex with him.
Oh.
He infected her with gonorrhea, but she's responding well to the antibiotics. In 3 months, she'll come back again for another HIV test. The first one came back negative.
Oh, thank you, Akina.
I'll leave you to it then.
Thanks, Dr. Kibi.
How can I help you, Faith?
Well, I really believe in traditional healing. I was wondering if there's any herbal treatment that I could take instead of the antibiotics Dr. Kibi has prescribed me.
For many diseases, there are herbal remedies that can function as well as conventional medicine, sometimes even better. But there are also diseases that can only be cured by treatment with antibiotics or other drugs. And unfortunately, gonorrhea is one of them.
I see.
But traditional medicine can often complement those drugs and help you to get well. What I can do, for example, is prepare a herbal tincture to boost your immune system so your body can fight the disease faster and doesn't get weakened by the antibiotics.
That sounds great. How much is it?
It's 10 euros. You can check my price list on the door.
Oh, what a difference. Shava charged 30 euros for his consultations and he didn't have anything like a price list.
Do you have any chronic diseases or allergies?
No.
Okay, that makes my job much easier. I would like to prepare some plant mixtures for you to drink, but I need to go to the mountains to find some roots. All my stock was destroyed in the fire. Or if you prefer, I can refer you to another authentic healer I know.
Thank you, Lindia. I'll wait until you have the plants because I feel very comfortable with you.
Oh, thank you.
And that brings us to the end of the series. Lindia has regained the trust of the Busoko community and has even got some new clients. With all the evidence against him and his accomplices' damning testimonies, Shava doesn't stand a chance. He'll spend the rest of his life in jail. His accomplices Candice Woods, Sky and Sunday will also be called to account. They too will spend years behind bars. The Secret of the Bones was written by Sonwabiso Nkowa, with a special contribution from the South African crime writer Andrew Brown. If you missed any of the episodes, you can always go to our website dw.com/crimefighters. Goodbye.